that price and hang on here.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, is this Jay?
It is.
Okay, just make sure I got the right guy here. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How you doing?
So far, so good. We're just getting started out here. We're in Southern California, actually, as a Google partner, so 7:30. Just getting rolling. Just got the coffee and sat down, and my rep's like, I need your help. I'm like, all right, let's see what we can do. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to your business today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions about the listing, though, or how the placement on Google works, or who we are, anything like that?
Yeah, so you're not actually Google.
Nope. Yeah, Google won't call about this. We're a Google partner. So if you go to google.com/partners, they have a list of the Google partners. Local Splash is a premier partner. So we're right next to Google. If you look up Local Splash, and we've been doing this since 2004. So our role is to host and maintain Google advertisements. And that helps the business owner be successful with it, and that helps Google keep you guys coming back each month.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. It's the highest Google partner accreditation that you could achieve. Important question, though. You should always ask that. Don't just work with a marketing agency. That'll do, like, SEO for you. But SEO would be better than doing Home Advisor by Angie's List. I'll tell you that, because Home Advisor by Angie's List gets their leads from doing SEO. So they're actually on the first page of Google for your area, but they sell the leads to like three or four of you guys at a time. And they'll charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So that's a big reason why my rep called you first. It's not like you were the most accredited guy on the list if you've only been in business for 1 month, but we saw that you were already doing that. Usually that's a lot more expensive. So it's not a conversation about you spending more money. It's potentially saving you money and getting you more leads. Just by listing you independently, letting people call you live in real time. I'm sure you see a value in that.
Yeah, I'm pretty new to being in business, so I'm just trying to navigate things right now.
Gotcha. How long have you, well, I mean, 1 month, yeah. So that's what Tara was saying. But I'm imagining you have experience, like you were probably working with somebody before, right?
Oh, I mean, I've been in the trade for 10 years now. It's just, I've always been working for other people.
Gotcha. Was one of those people Advanced Electrical Services, a Seneca or Clements Electrical?
No, Collins Upstate Electrical. I've been working for a couple years now. I worked for some other people before that. But
Collins Upstate, let me see.
We I don't know him. If he's got a website either.
Yeah, let's see if he's in our system here. No, I'm not seeing him, actually. That's odd. And he's in Seneca?
He's in Pendleton.
Pendleton. Let me see. Maybe if I just go countywide. Collins. Ankeny. Registered electrical contractors.
I'd be a little surprised if you find much of anything online for him. He's basically just working with a couple of builders that he's got.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing a Google business profile for him either, you know. I don't see one for you, I don't see one for him. That's very odd. It's very rare that you run into somebody who's been around for years and they just don't even have a Google business profile. And you want to at least exist on there.
He's been in business for 8 years now, I think. But I think he mostly relies on, like, he's got several, like, full-time builders that tossing jobs fairly often.
So. Gotcha. So he gets a lot of subcontract work from the builder.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you'd be more of the guy probably handing out subcontracting work if you were to do something like this. Just because of the volume, you're like the first line of defense for the electrician. So we always tell our guys to like cherry pick the jobs and then subcontract out, or, you know, you could just obviously decline whoever you want. You don't have to go out to everybody that calls you, but subcontracting would be a good way to squeeze out some extra money out of them, even if you can't help them. Maybe steer them in the right direction or connect them with a buddy.
Sure. Be the middleman, take a cut.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have a roofing contractor. This guy, he's like 70 years old. The company's been around for like 30 something years. And he almost, I mean, he has a crew, so he'll fill up his crew, but almost, I would say about half or maybe a little more than half of the calls he gets, he subcontracts the jobs out. And he just basically answers the phone. He knows how to use Google satellite images, so he gets a good idea of like the square footage of the roof and gives him a general like quote over the phone. It's pretty interesting how he does it. And then he just sends people out. He'll have like buddies go out and subcontract underneath him, and he gets a percentage of every job. It's always nice.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, 10% on a large roof, you know, I mean, even if it's just like a $10,000 roof, it makes $1,000 just answering the phone, spending, you know, 45 minutes to an hour with them, setting an appointment. So, not a bad way to live.
Yeah.
Not
bad at all.
Okay, so I have a quote for you here. This is a platinum package bundle that I requested. I also requested a website for you, but I waived the fees on the site. So you would get the site with the placement at no extra cost, as far as the site is concerned. The placement, if you just want to keep it within a 20-mile radius and 15 keywords in the electrical category or the electrician category, it would be $199 on a month-to-month basis. They won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or make any commitment, mainly because we kind of want to evaluate you too. I mean, if you're getting real bad reviews or something, we'll just tell you keep your money and go a different route in the next month. But
sure.
There is a tracking system hooked up to it. There's an app basically you download, and it'll actually keep track of all the leads, clicks, calls you're getting. And then the first page placement on Google actually is a primary source for different platforms like Bing. You know, they pull from Google's top three guys for their top five. The Amazon Alexa voice search results actually pulls from these guys right here in the Google Places section. There's a Yelp and a Yellow Pages and a Thumbtack listing. You know, you can get clients from those, but 99% of it's probably, well, I wouldn't say 99, I'd say about 90% of it's going to be just Google. And then there's also an Apple and Safari submission, so people can find you on the Apple search engine. They already have a pre-existing relationship with Google, so generally the stuff you see on Safari is going to be a Google search anyway. That $199 pricing structure, it's locked in, so it won't go up ever. There's no other fees, so it's not like you're a HomeAdvisor by Angie's List listing where you're getting docked a fee for every call, whether you get it or not. You know, if you get 100 calls, your bill's not affected by that. You know, you're strictly paying for the advertisement itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you send that to me in like an email or something so I can look over it?
Yeah, I could do you one better. So here's a text, just because the email is like more work for me, honestly. When a spot opens up, they basically create a list of qualified companies and they send it to my reps, like Tara that you were talking to. And so I basically go back to back on the calls until we close them. But I have these automated messages that I can send over. Like, here's our pricing page. And then here's a website example as well, so you can get an idea on what the website would look like. And then the package that I'm quoting you is called the Pro. I know I quoted you $199. The Pro is the one that's advertised at $499. So I got you a discounted pricing structure for being a new business. And then I waived all setup fees on it. Still get the site. We're still going to do like your name, address, and phone number cleanups, your Google verification with your Google business profile. We'll still do all those things. It's just I'm waiving the fees on it just to kind of get your foot in the door. What I was hoping was that I could just get your foot in the door and then you could compare it to HomeAdvisor. And I'm pretty sure after like a month of this, you know, it'd be a no-brainer. It's a lot better just to have people call you directly than having to call back leads and pay for the leads even if they don't answer the phone or something, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, let me look at this for a second. Hold on.
No worries. Yeah. Oh, it looks like I sent you the pricing page twice. Hold on. Let me get the website examples over. My site, general demo. Here you go. Yeah, and it's the second to last package down that I quoted you on. Oh, and the Google Partner badge is on there too, by the way. You were asking about, like, who we were. I could also send you, like, our reviews too. Let me pull our reviews for you so you know you're talking to the right people. Yeah, we've been in business since 2004, so we're not a new company by any means. But if you're a new business owner, I can't imagine you've heard of us yet. Obviously, today would probably be your first interaction. But sometimes spots open up, like, with the frequency of 6 months, and then other times we have guys that'll, you know, a group of guys that'll hold on to it for years straight. So we really don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually, you know, I'm just, shall we say, when I get called out of the blue, I like to verify that I'm not
100%
a charlatan.
No, that's normal. I do that myself on anything, you know. Most of the time, to be honest with you, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it at all. So I don't blame you for having your guard up for something you answered and you're like, all right, what is this? You know, but when you register your business online, you know, usually you'll get a Google partner to reach out to you, just to even set up your Google business profile. So that way you exist on Google. And then if they have ad space available, they might offer you either this or Google Ads or, the Google Guarantee Program. We can't even put you in the Google Guarantee Program though until you have at least 5 verified reviews on your Google business profile. So obviously you're still building everything from scratch. So we have a lot of legwork to put in, just to get you up and running. But I know $199 is a really cost efficient way to get you a website and then also get that website in a high traffic area. So that way it's generating a return on investment and paying for itself. And then, you know, obviously with the money you're making, it'd be a lot easier to have a conversation later about doing something bigger. You know, right now you're kind of in your infancy. So we just got to get you walking before you're running.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's give it a shot. We'll see how it goes. If it turns out to be a money-making proposition for us, we'll keep rolling with it. How's that sound?
Yeah, you're going to love it. That's the approach we take with everybody. We start out month to month, and then, you know, if everything goes well on your side too, then we'll offer you, you know, opportunity to lock it up long-term. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. When I submit the notification to the Google headquarters, they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's called a PIN verification letter. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'll need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there on the first page of Google, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
1202 Garden Circle.
Garden Circle. Found it in Seneca, 29672.
You got it.
All right. And then you have the option, Jay, do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
I mean, that's just my house. Probably hide it for now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, you're going to them. They're not coming to you. So if you have like a brick and mortar location or something where they should get turn by turn directions on Google, then I'd say leave it, but you do business from home, definitely hide it. And then is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah, probably for now.
Okay. 509-218-0568?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then since you say for now, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Anytime you want to make a change, like business name, address, phone number, keyword that we're targeting, area you're targeting, change to the website, you can always call me directly. Do you have a logo for the business or like pictures of work that you've done in the past that we can use for your website?
I do.
Okay. All right. I'll send you this email as well. You can just send this into this email address. As many as you got. And then the logo is something that we're going to brand on your Google business profile on your site. See if I can actually find a logo for you anywhere. All right. What's your last name, Jay?
Beachy, B-E-A-C-H-Y.
I like that. I'm from Huntington Beach, California, so I definitely like Beachy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Surf City, there USA, baby. And then is it just J-A-Y?
Well, okay, so my name is actually Judah, but I go by Jay.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll call you Jay, but I'm just going to put Judah on there because this is a business expense. So when you get the invoice receipt, you know, they'll know it's you and you can go ahead and write it off. You'll actually get it back when you do your taxes at the end of the year. And then what's the business email address where I can send you everything in writing?
It's jay at redstoneelectricsc.com.
Okay. Nice. Did you do this email through G Suite?
I believe so, yes.
Nice. I like those custom emails. They look better. And then, all right, so. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Probably 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday by appointment only?
Yeah.
Nobody can call you.
Closed. Saturday we could do appointments.
Okay. Yeah, the by appointment only gives the impression like, hey, you can call me, but these aren't actual like business hours, so probably gonna push you to Monday. Sunday. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes. We don't do card quite yet, but our bank will set that up for us.
Okay.
If we need it.
Yeah, let's get the volume going first. I mean, we could let them know cash and check only to start out, and then because I know the bank, they charge you a fee for every transaction.
Yeah.
It could be like anywhere from 2 to 6%. I think it's dependent on like your credit score.
Yeah, we haven't really needed the card transactions yet.
They have other things too. I mean, if you really needed it, I mean, if you have a banking app, you could probably get like Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I mean,
yeah. Well, we already have Venmo and Zelle.
Yeah, usually that works.
Yeah.
You know, but they do kind of look at Venmo and Zelle transactions over like $500 or $600. So if you keep getting a lot of bigger ones like that, that'd be a pain in the butt. So, yeah, be careful.
Yeah, they also like to put holds on that stuff, so I try and avoid it when I can.
Yeah, or if you do the instant transfer, they want like a fee. It's crazy, but the cost of doing business in America, everything's taxed on top of tax on top of tax. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
It's like little piranhas taking bites out of you while you're trying to swim.
Oh yeah. Last year they told me you pulled 165 last year, and I go, where? In California. Where to go? You'll see it on your return. It's robbery.
In California that's like $40,000 anywhere else pretty much.
Yeah, I know. It's kinda nuts how like we had the whole Boston Tea Party problem, and then, now we're paying 30% of our annual wages to taxes. It's pretty horrible.
Right back to it, man.
Yeah. Whole war over 2%.
Not to get political or anything, but like I wouldn't mind taxes if they ever actually went to anything useful. But
yeah, besides war Yeah. I don't think that's going to change, though. The guy I'm voting for actually bombs people a lot, too. So. So, at least we don't look like a bunch of cowards, you know, rolling over. Here's my
money.
Yeah, looks like an old
man. Fair enough.
For the last 4 years. All right. So I have
call an ambulance, but not for me.
Yeah. No, Trump's cool. I like Trump. I didn't at first. He kind of grew on me, especially over this last term. I'm like, man, get this guy back because things financially were a lot easier to deal with in California.
They have
crazy immigration problems out here. So it's kind of nutty.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Between y'all and, like, Texas and Arizona, I mean, I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah, we're in SoCal, like, Orange County, so it's, like, yeah. I mean, if I go out,
man.
Like, even just a little bit south, it's, like, it's nuts. They're everywhere. I mean, I don't got a problem with it. I grew up, you know, it's America. I grew up with all races, everybody, you know, going to school and everything. Like, you know, it's just, it's not the same.
It's not...
I don't want to see those
flags. It's not the race. It's the legality of it and integrating everybody into America.
It's a nationality thing. Yeah, that's what I try to explain to people. Like, you know, it's a nationality thing. I don't want to see a Mexico flag in my country. Sorry. I'm good. Oh, my God.
I guess, well.
Yeah.
I guess they're just taking it back. I don't know.
Grind my gears, but that's definitely one of them. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So I got your business profile created. Did you capitalize your whole business name on purpose? Like you wanted it to be all caps, or did somebody else do that along the line and it just kind of stuck?
That was probably the people from Home Advisor, to be honest.
Okay. Because that's what Google has for even this profile, though. Like what they can pull off of the search engine, it's just all coming capitalized. So, I mean, I can adjust it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I can adjust it.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look bad, and it would kind of stand out, actually, on the first page, because the other ones aren't going to be like that. But, yeah, it's up to you.
Man, I don't know that I have a preference. I guess we can leave it for now.
Okay, I'll leave it. If you want to change
like,
it.
Why is your...
Yeah, I mean...
Why is your business team yelling at me? We'll change it.
Yeah, so I wanted you to see it. Click on it. Call me. The only way they're seeing it is if they're looking for an electrician anyway. So, should stand out at that point. Yeah. All right. Let me save. All right. So, I got business profile created. We're going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. The agenda for the interview is to... purchase your domain name, get a general idea on how you want the website to look. We sent you some examples of the site there, or I did. And then they want to go over like all the services you provide and the service area you cover, so that way the campaign is customized. What would be the best time today?
I mean, anytime. I'm fairly free today. I've got a client that I'm meeting at like 4:30 or 5, so.
Okay.
I could do it any other time. I don't know what your schedule looks like or who's doing it, what their schedule looks like.
Yeah, so we have an 8 to 9 our time, which is 11 to 12 your time. I don't know if that's going to give them enough time necessarily downstairs to, like, get the domain ready. All our 9 to 10 slots are booked, and then I have a 10 to 11, which would be, like, 1 to 2 your time. Do you think that would work?
That's fine. Let's do that.
1 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to give them time so that way it's a smooth call. They already have most of their tools and information they need to set you up.
Sure. As far as the domain name, I think I actually already have one of those purchased.
Sweet. Send it in. Text it to me, that 877 number.
Yeah. Sure. Well, it's the one I used for my email, the redstoneelectricsc.com.
Okay. Yeah, do you know the username and password, or like the login credentials for it?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, send it in, and then they'll ask you.
I might not.
But you have time to try to find it, right, between now and the client interview, or even after
that.
Sure, but we don't. If you already got one, and like let's say you put this on decal on a truck or like a business card, then we want to use that one. You know what I mean? So that way it's still
sure.
Navigating.
Well, I haven't used that for anything other than like business cards and some emails so far. So.
That's more than enough right there. Yeah, we want it to match up. So we're going to build the site on that domain instead of buying a whole different domain for you.
Okay.
If we have to, though, like let's say you can't find the user, the login credentials, or you forgot them or something, and it's really holding us up, then we'll get you the domain. But we'd rather use the one you have. So that way it's all uniform. It just looks more professional that way. All right.
Sure.
All right. I got your client interview scheduled between 1 and 2. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $199?
I can do a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well?
So this would be under my name. I'll switch to the business account at some point.
Okay.
Just for the first month, I figured I'd.
Yeah, we still send you the invoice receipt, so you'll still be able to write it off. But just moving forward, I always recommend guys get a business account because there's just so many things that are going to be business expenses, and it's just a headache to like collect all those receipts or try to keep track of it all. If you got the business account, it's just right there. You print it out, go to, when you go see your CPA, and you know you can just hand them the whole printout of all the transactions on the business account. Makes it a lot easier to do your taxes.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can give you my business card. Let's do that, I guess.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm ready for it.
All right, 4299.
7775.
2880. 8665.
8665. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
June 28th.
June 6, 28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
817.
817. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is added form of protection. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, you stop me. I'll rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Redstone Electric, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Judah Beachy, partner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jay, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. It says 24 to 48 hours. There is a tracking system, so if you're missing live calls, no big deal. We just recommend that you check the tracking system every 24 to 48 hours. And then it says, okay. That way you can call those guys back. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Yeah. We know everything you currently have. As a Google partner, we can see your whole online profile that has to do with like your name, address, or phone number. It's just saying like after today, if you're going to add anything, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
Okay.
It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up like this because we're building everything from scratch for you. It says, 1 month, recommend for 2 months. The client, no, he's not buying it to any kind of contract. Okay, it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 1st, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, I'm putting you on a pro package. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. We're just going to build it on your domain. And then I've also waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day of the month at that discounted pricing structure of $299. You'll keep that rate indefinitely or as long as you're with us. And it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the first of the month or like before the next billing's due. That way we could stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When this goes through, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. And then they're also going to send you a Google verification form. You're licensed and insured?
Yes.
No, I didn't ask you that sooner and get all this way. And I didn't even ask you if you had a license. That would have been stupid. Yeah. Okay, well, sorry. Have a good day. Sorry to waste your time. Jesus. All right, give me one second. I'm going to send this all to you. There's a form called the Google verification form. It goes hand-in-hand with the PIN verification letter that they send you in the mail. This is just to make sure that, you know, not only you exist on Google, but, you know, it's just a credibility thing. Like, usually guys that aren't Google verified aren't getting calls, especially, at least for me, not to work on my house, I'll tell you that. All right, so let me save. It's asking me about, I don't think you want to do that anyway, though. Are you interested in Facebook ads? This is like a pop-up asking me to offer you Facebook ads. It's basically the platinum package.
Not at the moment.
Okay, yeah, we could always add that later. It's not like the Google listing where it's based on availability. The Facebook stuff, we could just, I mean, whenever you want, you could throw money at that. We have a guy downstairs that they hired the beginning of, I think it was this year. He's a Meta certified rep, and he, like, has been doing Facebook ads and campaigns for some of our clients that want it.
Sure.
Yeah, I get a notification to offer that to you guys. It's dumb. Okay. All right. So the payment cleared on my end. So it should take about 30 to 60 seconds to get these automated welcome messages. So it's going to auto-generate like a username and password for your tracking system. It'll send you the Google verification form, and then it'll also send you an outline of the agreement in writing to sign off on. Let me see what's taking so long. Are you getting any new messages? Oh, I think that was one.
Yes.
That answers that. Okay. So it looks like that one is the outline of the agreement in writing at that link.
Alright.
Okay. It probably will say Judah J. BT on a lot of this stuff just because that's how I put it in here. So that way they'll call you Jay. Sounds like that's what you prefer. And
sure.
Then, okay. There should be another one coming through. What's going on with this? Okay. I'm going to manually send your Google verification form. I don't like how slow it's gone. There we go. Come on. There we go. Okay. All right. And then if you click on that link, that's the link where you're going to need to fill out, like send in your license, insurance. It'll ask for like work tools, work vehicle, workstation. If you're uncomfortable with any of it, you know, you can bypass it. Just at the bottom, there's a little box that says if you're missing something and Google can't verify you, just make sure that you're okay with us doing the video call. Because I have a rep right across the street. He's a buddy of mine. I meet up with all the time. Like, I play golf with him and stuff. But he actually is, like, does the verifications at the Google headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just verify you over the phone if we need to.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the worst case scenario, though. I'd rather just send it in, not bug him. It's a lot easier for him to just kind of like process it, push it through. But if we got to do it that way, we can do the video verification. So it does happen.
Sure.
I usually try to save that for like, hey, I got this like 75-year-old guy. He's not going to be able to do it. You know? Yeah, and then he's like, all right, you know.
Sometimes it's more trouble walking somebody through than just doing it on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, that's
understandable.
Kind of, yeah, that's the sucky part of this, too, is, like, you know, we kind of, like, usher in the new age, and then, like, you get these guys that, like, 30 years in business, they have all these reviews, you know, they were around before Google was around, and, you know, then all of a sudden they just can't keep up with the computers and the tech stuff, and it's like they get buried by some new guy that just started up his business just because he knows how to work his iPhone really well, you know, so... We try not to let that happen, you know? We gotta hold their hand, like, hey, I got you. We'll just make sure you get everything where it's supposed to be. But,
Hey, I'm sorry. That's why there's people working in advertising.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, I would much rather work with a 30-year-old guy that doesn't know how to use computers and have him build my roof. He's probably a lot better at it,
exactly.
You know? The other guy's like, yeah, I mapped it out perfectly. Like, did you get up there, though, and make sure that these guys did a good job. All right, so that concludes our initial setup process, though. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. I'm going to be your account lead moving forward as long as you don't have a problem with that. You have my direct number and extension. We do have about 450 people work here, so I'm not the only person you'll talk to. Like, there'll be a different rep for the client interview, but if you want something done quickly, I did send you my direct extension, so you can always call me directly. And then we have 24/7 customer service. If it's ever after hours and you need help, you just hit extension 1. And that number is attached to every text and email that you got from us. It's actually the same number I've been texting you on.
Okay.
All right, Jay. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we will circle back with you here shortly at 1.
Sure. Hey, real quick, what should I expect at 1? Is that going to be a phone call?
Yeah, it's a phone call for my rep. If I'm available, I'll actually call you first, and then I'll introduce you to him, and then he'll take it from there. If I'm actively working on something or if I'm on a call, then he'll just call you himself and say, hey, I'm calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview. The agenda for the interview is to have you listed for the right services. So they'll go over your keywords. We give you 15, but, you know, your main keywords are probably going to be like 5, like electricians, electrical contractor, you know, best electrical contractor, commercial electrician, things like that. So they'll go over those 15, and then they'll also go over the service area that you want to target with the campaign. That way, when the calls come in, they have to be like within one of those areas and had to have typed in one of those keywords in order to even get your number. So they'll know it's qualified, right?
Okay.
It's not somebody wasting your time. And then, hopefully, if you can gather like the login credentials for your website by then. If not, you know, it's okay. We still got a little bit of time, but try to get that to us as soon as possible. If you can get it before the client interview, then they'll get a general idea on how you want the website to look, and they'll start piecing that together.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. But I did send you some demos too from like another electrician through the website. So it's in there in your text messages. So you can see a couple of examples. Like, those are just starting points for the site, but it could help us get a head start if you, like, pick one of those, and then they'll start with that format and get it up and running a lot quicker. It'll only take us, like, 2 to 3 days to get your site up.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right, Jay. If you have any more questions like that, just call in, okay? We're here. We'll walk you through it, make sure it's working. We're not going to get paid if you're not getting paid. So we want to see you come back every month.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You have a great day. We'll talk to you at 1.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.